Hey everybody, this is Mark with SafeDayTrading.org, and today I want to talk about options. You know, we don't talk much about options. We spend a lot of time talking about day trading, commodities and futures, but let's talk about options. Because the nice thing about the trading technique that we teach you is it's very, very good for options as well. The only issue you have is, whereas commodities and futures, you have to spend some time, your trading time is pretty short. It could be anywhere from 5 seconds to 5 minutes, okay? Well, with options, it's a lot longer. You could be looking at a half hour to 45 minutes. It's kind of funny, after working with the techniques that we teach on commodities and futures, now that we're trading options too, which is one of my favorite things to do, it takes a little longer and a lot more patience, and it's kind of funny because I have to relearn. I have to really kind of tune down my ADHD activities because I have to be patient, be careful, and just kind of wait for it to develop. But the same things happens. The same setups happen both in commodities and options. You know, you're looking for that eight to turn, you're looking for the woodies to come through. You know, you're looking, I usually watch the woodies, watch the graphs for an option. I have a 1, a 2, and a 15 minute graphs, so I'm watching those. I'm really watching the 1 and 2. I'm using the 15 minute to really kind of just give me a little bit of general direction when I make a decision to kind of verify that it's going the right way. And then you just have to be patient with it. And, you know, the other thing you have to do is you have to pick the right option. We were trading options today. And, you know, the question is do you get in the money, out of the money, or at the money? And so, you know, again, in the money means, you know, let's if it's a an Apple stock that's at $110, if you get a 109 call, you're in the money, okay? But if you get a 110 call, you're at the money, and you get a 111 call, you're out of the money, okay? So those are the things you have to look at. And really the interesting thing there is to really be aware of the terms of what kind of money you're going to be making on that options. You know, remember on Fridays, it's really cheap. I was watching an option today on Facebook that was like 22 cents, whereas on Monday or Tuesday, it was a buck and a half or $2. So you have to be aware of that too. So when you trade an option, you know, the smaller the price, the bigger the number of contracts you trade. So if you have a 22 cent option, you're probably trading 5 or 6 contracts, whereas if you have a dollar option, you may only be trading 2 or 3. So you have to figure out how you're going to set up your number of contracts as well. And also, you're going to have to look at price, okay? And remember that prices go up and go down. Again, another technique that we teach is to always have a stop. I always have a trailing stop of between 15 to 25% on my options because I want to make money, and sometimes I have a profit option, profit stop as well, between 40 to 100%, depending upon how things are going. So I'm kind of careful about how I trade. You know, one of the important things that you have to learn as an option trader is to always be looking at the delta in the money, out of the money, and at the money. Because if you're looking at a delta that's 50% or more, more than likely you're in the money or at the money. If it's below that, and you know, if it's only 20 or 30, what that means is that for every dollar of movement, you're only going to get 20 or 30 cents out of that to increase your option price. So be aware of that as well. And you know, again, it's the entry points that are so important in being able to identify an option. You just have to have a lot of patience, and that's something that it's difficult for day traders to kind of change horses, I guess you'd say. You go from day trading where you're scalping and you're moving fairly rapidly to options where you're slowing it down a little bit. If the techniques that you have for trading are similar, and both sides, it really doesn't matter. It's just a matter of slowing it down. Anyway, I thought I'd share that with you. And I also wanted to mention that next Tuesday, I believe it's November 2nd, November 3rd, we're having a free webinar for the members on that night. So please join us for that as well. Anyway, this is Mark with SafeDayTrading.org. Talk to you later. Come join us at SafeDayTrading.org.
We provide you the education you need to have to become a successful day trader. We'll provide all the information for you to start your trading, from starting and setting up your office to technical chart analysis. All kinds of different information that you'll need to be a successful day trader.
Come join us at SafeDayTrading.org.